with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It was probably the last thing they saw. A message flashed on the small screen just before the powerful explosion.
Pagers used by the militant group Hezbollah had exploded near simultaneously, killing at least 9 people, including an 8-year-old girl, and wounding more than 2,000. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack. As people sat in cafes or drove cars and motorcycles, the pagers in their hands or pockets started heating up and then exploding, leaving blood-splattered scenes and panicking bystanders. I'm Charles Ledesma.
It was his first campaign event since being targeted by a would-be assassin for a second time. Former President Trump telling an audience in Michigan that the attempts on his life say something about the America First leadership he has shown in the past and hopes to demonstrate again.
And then you wonder why I get shot at, right? You know, only consequential presidents get shot at. When I say something like that, you have countries saying, this guy... But what can you do? You have to do what you have to do, right?
IVF-related legislation has stalled in the Senate.
Donald Trump has called himself a leader on IVF.
We want more babies.
But a vote to establish a nationwide right to IVF did not get the 60 votes needed to move forward. Texas Republican Ted Cruz voted no.
It's designed to backdoor and federalize broad abortion legislation.
Before the vote, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected Republicans to not support the IVF bill.
They stand against the well-being of families.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Chinese aircraft carrier entering an area near Japan's shores for the first time, Tokyo conveying its serious concerns to Beijing. The Dow down 119. This is SRN News. Lawmakers are thinking about the next pandemic.
The House has passed a measure that would require Senate approval of any agreement between this country and the World Health Organization on how to handle another coronavirus situation. Conservatives don't want an international agency deciding what the U.S. can and can't do to address a major public health emergency. As the pandemic played out in 2020 and 2021, the WHO demanded the countries close churches and restrict various individual freedoms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies opting not to take part in the Human Rights Campaign's annual LGBT scorecard. The Corporate Equality Index ranks firms on how committed they are to the LGBT agenda, but lately there's been resistance from parents and citizens groups. Bud Light was boycotted after it teamed up with a transgender influencer, and Target has been censured for allowing men to use the women's bathrooms and dressing rooms in its stores. SRN News. The Russians are coming.
The U.S. military has moved about 130 soldiers along with mobile rocket launchers to a desolate island in Alaska amid a recent increase in Russian military planes and vessels approaching the state. 8 Russian military planes and 4 Navy vessels, including 2 submarines, have come close to Alaska in the past week as Russia and China conducted joint military drills. None of the planes breached U.S. airspace. A Pentagon spokesman said Tuesday there was no cause for alarm. Keith Peters reporting.
Grenada, Mississippi has removed a Confederate monument that stood since 1910 on the town square, although the figure was covered in tarps for the past 4 years. City Council actually voted to move it back in 2020 after Mississippi lawmakers retired the state flag. That banner featured a Confederate battle emblem. More details at SRNnews.com.